Hey folks, Captain Kevin Favor, and welcome to the Outdoor Show podcast brought to you by Ag South. They are specialists in land financing in Southeast Georgia. They make loans for small and large acreage, hunting property, timberland. They even do home mortgages and construction. Look, if you've listened to our show long enough, you know Jeff and I own property in Georgia. We both used Ag South for our financing, and they were great, and we couldn't be happier. Here's a cool part about Ag South. They have competitive rates, and they pay an average of 25% of the interest back every year in patronage. So let's just say your loan's for $300,000 at 6.5% at 20 years. That means you get back $2,770 a year. They write you a check for that. You call them at 844-AG-SOUTH or go to agsouthfc.com. Ag South, really good people who really know land.
Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
I'm going to take you fishing, honey. You're going to love it.
Brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL. Here's Captain Kevin Favor and Captain Scott Shank.
Good evening. Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. I'm Captain Kevin Favor. Sit with Captain Scott Shank.
I'm here.
You are here. Yep, you are here.
Man, how about these rain showers?
I'm just telling you that it was either I fished every day this week, so
yep.
Monday evening or two, basically every day. But there was one evening in my neighborhood, it was spooky.
No, it was Monday because we talked. My house was literally shaking with about four or five of the
windows were shaking, mm-hmm. and there was several of my neighbors. Main breaker, mm-hmm. done. I mean, there was three bolts, Scott, that I thought hit my boat in the driveway. Mm-hmm.
I believe it was bad.
But
just like yesterday, I mean, it was one little tiny little black cloud.
Yes,
nothing to it.
We didn't get in a hurry.
We were talking. I said, that one's getting. I said, I'm going to start working my way so I don't get a wet butt.
Yeah.
Dude. It was a whiteout as soon as I hit 312 because I put in down south. And then the next thing I know, the skies are blue to a certain extent. That little rain shower, I mean, it was a whiteout situation. It lasted 5-10 minutes, went over. Next thing I know, out of nowhere, there's three bolts of lightning that are, like, close.
Yeah.
And I went,
Yeah.
I'm short and fat and got bad knees, but you should have seen me running for the truck.
Well, I know that Captain Zach Timmons had – a double yesterday, and so when we got done, you know, you left, I left, and he had gone on his second trip just before we left,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, man, Zach, you really need to look at that storm to the south, you know. And he goes, yeah, I'll keep an eye on it. I mean, by the time I got home,
it was full-fledged getting it.
Yeah, it happened fast, so mm-hmm. I know we made it home okay, but I was like, I'll bet he was... Like,
no, he was pinned under. He calls me during it, and he's pinned under the lines. He says, "Is it hailing at the house?" I said, "Yeah." I mean, I can hear it.
Yeah.
Hear it hitting the front windows and
like
that.
Right.
And he says, "Dude," he said, "this one's no joke." He said, "I'm pinned underneath the Lions Bridge right now." He said, "I'm gonna wait it out. I'll be all right." He said, "But this ain't no fun." He said, "It's 40, 50 knot winds." He said, "The poor trolling motor's just doing all it can to keep us dry underneath here."
Oh, that's not good. Yeah.
The only good thing about them. They've been coming through, you know, they're good ones, but they're usually starting around 2:00.
Yeah.
Boy, howdy, let me tell you about the naps
lately. The nap situation
has
been wonderful.
Oh, my God, it usually is like a 30, maybe 40 minutes tops, okay? Mm-hmm. Uh-uh.
Yeah.
I woke up the last two afternoons, I went, damn, it's 4:00 in the afternoon already.
Guilty.
Okay,
guilty.
I'm just making sure I wasn't
guilty.
The only one
because
doing
it's dark outside.
Oh my
still.
Gosh!
And you've been
that
fishing all day.
The,
yeah. And a little bit of boom, boom,
mm-hmm.
in the background. I'm good with it.
I'm good with it. All the lights turn off at the house, and joink. Usually the 30-minuters, and I'm good for the rest of the evening. But hell, I'm like a dog in the wintertime. Now I'm spunky. I get an hour and a half nap, and I'm good.
That's funny. Hey, you know, this is the. Time of year,
okay.
for us, that dog days start wearing on you.
Yes,
you know, and our kingfish season, whatever you want to call it, it's not really kingfish season, but you know, our the way that we fish this time of year, changes a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not June and July anymore.
You're kind of over the macro fishing to a certain extent, but you'll still go if you want to go.
Well, yeah, but we're almost kind of it's. I hate the transitions.
Yeah.
Periods. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know when we go from the summer to trying to get to fall.
Yep.
You know, or we're trying to get from winter to spring. You know, you're trying, because I tarpon fish.
Right.
Okay.
That's you.
That's
August, all about.
August, dude. I could give a flip if I've got a kingfish rod on the boat.
Right.
You know, and this year there ain't no bait,
right,
and there's no shrimp boats. So you're trying to make a decision. Okay. Well, at least I've got to put the kingfish rods on the boat for an option. You know, but hell, you can't catch bait to even go do that. So, but my point is that we're all looking forward to a change.
Yes.
You know, and there's a couple storms in the Atlantic that, well, you know, looks like one of them's going to go up the Gulf of Mexico. And obviously, we don't know where the second one's going to go. It looks like if it goes on, I guess it would be the south side of Puerto Rico, it's going to kind of just
Mexico, Texas kind of looking area.
Yeah, or maybe like Miami and kind of go up that way. But if it goes on the other side, you're talking about it strengthening and maybe coming up the coast, but somewhere in the middle of Florida.
Yep.
My point being is that it's late enough in August now that no matter what that storm does, it's going to put us into the good part of the transition.
Correct.
Does that make sense?
Yep, 100%.
You know, because we're right now, we're, like I said, you know, you guys are popping offshore to go kingfishing, and it's like, you know.
Dude, there was six of us out there, and I caught the only kingfish yesterday.
Right.
That ain't good.
Right. That's my point. Kirk and I, Captain Kirk Waltz and I, were to the north yesterday when you guys, we caught nothing, you know. So I it's hard for me to have all my tarpon rods and everything on the boat, but we can't do this. Let's go to kingfishing.
Right.
You know, thank God for Kirk, because he brought me bait from Bayport for in 2 days in a row.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we jig baits.
But my point is that we're kind of getting to the end of the summer. Mm-hmm. Even though I know we got plenty of summer left, that's not what I'm saying. But the fishing changes, you know, just like April and May is still spring, but the fishing changes in April and May.
Right.
You know,
where August and September, these little disturbances, we'll call them.
Yeah.
Or even an early light 10 to 15 knot northeaster will do what we all want it to do. And
right.
Let's kick off the mullet.
Exactly. It'll get things moving around because it's all kind of.
Takes a few days. I mean, like when this storm comes by, and again, we don't know which way it's headed, but normally the mullet start coming out of the Carolinas first. So if that storm hits and kind of glances and goes off, whenever it clears that area, the tides always go extra high, which washes them out of the marsh.
Right.
So when that happens, it's usually about 4 days after when you'll start seeing the trickle effect of mullet coming down the beach. And
but in the inlet, it's almost immediate.
Immediately. Our inlet,
right.
You know, Matanzas inlet,
yeah,
Mayport inlet,
right.
They'll dump right away.
Right.
And there'll be a push of fish.
Yep.
Usually the first wave, we'll call them, it doesn't last long. It lasts, again, maybe 4 or 5 days at the best.
At the best, yeah.
And as soon as that weather gets pretty again and calms down, they shoot right back in the inlet again, go back in the marsh where they're protected.
Yep.
Life goes on until
you
get the next nor'easter or the next little tropical disturbance or whatever. And eventually their timing says, I got to get the heck out of here and find
– right.
Got to start my cycle, whatever. And the big push usually is I'd say middle September.
Yeah, yeah.
Middle
that's
September,
right.
Last week of September,
yep.
Because when I used to fish them, usually by Halloween it was over.
Oh yeah,
you know your push of them is about over by then, and I'm really talking about for all of us. I mean, whether it be a finger mullet school or what we call June mullets, which are like the 8 or 10 inch mullet, and of course, row mullets don't start until November.
Right.
So we're not really looking at those. You're just looking at
the road model would have nothing to do with fishing.
It has nothing to do with fishing at all. Yeah. That's a whole other aspect of life.
Yep. But for the most part, your peak is September 14th to the end of September. That's kind of,
you got a solid 2 weeks. If you want to catch tarpon or see God's gifts at work.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, because there's some awesome stuff to watch in those 2 weeks right there.
Yeah, and folks, we're serious when we talk about this. If you've never gone down to the beach during the mullet run, and just watch, you don't have to fish.
Daylight, dude.
Daylight.
A cup of coffee and a donut. You'll see stuff.
Or in the evenings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know.
And if you're a good cameraman, because I'm not.
Right. No, you're not. You're the worst.
I'm the worst.
Yep.
Bring one heck of a camera with, you know, your telescope or whatever, you will get some amazing shots.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. There's no doubt that it's for you and I, really for anybody who does a lot of inshore fishing, beach fishing.
Mm-hmm.
It's
red fishing. It's going to just
flat kick off
as soon as
absolutely.
That happens.
But it's that time of year, seriously, that you could do a charter. And you're almost like a dolphin guide.
Mm-hmm. Look. You never put a line out.
You know, there's so many. I mean, when you got those huge schools of jacks and they're just chasing mullet, you know, and their mullet are skipping and the jacks are after them and there's like hundreds of them. That's cool, bro.
There's nothing better than, especially when you get that early morning low tide, when it's that kind of like that last of the outgoing tide, when those mullet are kind of bucking the tide, around, and they come around the South Horn or the South Jetty in St. Augustine.
Yep.
Dude, there is mullet getting flipped 20 feet in the air. There's tarpon doing 15 feet. No, it is. It truly is. It's the funnest time of the year for me.
No, yeah.
100%.
For fishing-wise?
Not even fishing. Yeah. Like you said, just a sightseeing.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, we should start promoting that. We should just do
sightseeing,
like,
tarpon tours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the mullet run tour.
Mullet run tour.
That's
slap
good
your mullet.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it is pretty dang cool.
All right, 641-1010, 641.
Come on, Jax.
1010, yeah, bring them on,
I
brother.
I caught some really good ones today.
Did you really?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes, sir,
nice.
Against the seawall.
You're listening to the Moho Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast right here on 1010 XL. Captain Scott Shank. I'm Captain Kevin Favor. When we come back, we're going to talk to
Captain Leon Dana.
Absolutely. Be right back.
The Moho Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010 XL.
Sounded like you almost need a tire outlet the other day, huh?
Damn. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah.
I ain't going to say the worst, but I don't know if somebody wasn't trying to sabotage old Captain Scotty.
Yeah, something happened.
Oh, that was me, man. Sorry.
Maybe somebody's not a fan of the Mo Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
I don't know.
I'm not
something
sure.
Happened right there. Because there's no way in hell a driver's side boat trailer tire's loose and the back passenger side boat trailer tire's loose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I loosened it.
Yeah, figured. Dude, no, the funny thing was it had to happen the day before because I pulled into the gas station the next day at 5:30 in the morning. Captain Zach Timmons was
right there.
By the
way, you have a brand new trailer.
Brand new trailer. It's 5 months old.
Yeah.
And I pull in there with Captain Zach Timmons there, and I said, Zach, I said, what the hell is that noise coming from my trailer? I said, I'm driving, so I can't, like, differentiate. Do I got a hub going out or something? I'm thinking to myself, it's only 5 months. I mean, whatever. Anyhow, Michael, I get done with my charter. A good friend of all of ours, Captain Guy Spears, brings me, because I leave the boat at Comanche Cove, because I don't know what the heck's going on with this trailer. And I said, hey, take an extra 3,000 pounds off just in case. That way, when I go bring it to Whalen Bay to figure out what's going on, we'll go do it. Anyhow, short story short, I bring the trailer over to Whalen Bay, and one of the mechanics, Tom, comes out there, and he goes, come here, dummy. I said, what? He said, two of your tires are, like, ready to come off your trailer. I said,
oh,
dude, what?
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't have, like, I mean, a width of a lug left before they were to come off.
Woo.
And you don't know this because you kick them or you're listening, but the boat's holding the weight.
Right.
So the only time it would sound like a bearing was going out or anything, Michael, was when I was making turns. Nothing when I was going straight. It was just when I put it on the torsion axles and the tires tilted one way or the other. Yeah.
Man.
I damn near had a serious issue with a boat on the back of that trailer.
Yeah, very, very close.
Very close to a serious issue.
Yep.
Hey, so. Close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. I'm glad nothing bad happened.
Good point. All right, let's go talk to Leon Dana.
See how his naps have been the last few afternoons.
What's up, Leon?
Oh, you know me. I'm just sitting here having a glass of wine trying to forget how my last charter went.
So sad.
Like all of our charters.
He does. He's so
sad. Dude, you should see the text he just sent us.
Yeah.
How tall was that building?
Wasn't tall enough. It didn't kill me, so I'm fine.
Hey, Leon.
Yeah.
When we all look back at 2020 as a charter captain, it will be one to forget.
Oh, yeah.
You're damn right it is.
You know?
I'm not even giving it half a star.
No.
Out of five stars.
No. Like you, I was drowning my sorrows yesterday with my wife, and we're talking, and look, our wives have taken the brunt too because we come home
in a very bad mood. I agree. Yeah, Kathy will tell me right now we've been in a lot of fights.
We ain't been in no fights, but
no,
she's had
but
to
you
listen,
know what I'm saying. Listen. Yeah, listen to me and say, really, we got to hear this again.
But you know what? You know what's happened, Leon? Is honestly, the last 5, 6, 7 years have just spoiled us.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I hope this is an off season, you know?
And it's not going to be the new norm or something.
Right. Whatever. We don't want to talk about new norms. Okay. Yeah. Well, I've heard that.
Too many
okay.
new norms right now.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Michael. Shock Holy cow. Guy. Yeah. Yeah. But damn, I mean, it's just, you know, in May and June, it was rough.
Mm-hmm.
It was no bait, and the ocean
and the ocean
was rough, you know. And I know Leon, you're fishing inshore, but my goodness, it was funny. We were listening to Captain Jimmy
Ladlier
today
on the Legend,
and Leon, he was headed offshore, and he's like, can we just get a break?
Yep. You know? We are also grumpy in the morning talking on the radio. Unfortunately, you don't have to hear this, but it's just like, you know, I know it keeps sounding like the same old recording, but it's just like every morning is like, well, hope I have a good day there. Y'all be safe. And it's all about if the damn bait's there, then we're going to have at least half of that worries is over.
Yeah,
the rest of it, we could find a fish.
Leon, here's another story. Real quick, today, right? So, I'm calling them kids. They're 21, 22 years old. Really good fishermen.
Yeah, the boys you had on the boat.
Yeah, the boys out on the boat. Yep. I had them out 3 weeks ago, Leon. All they want to do is tarpon fish. They don't care about going king fishing, right? So, anyway, I told him, I said, you know, the last time we had bait is the last time y'all were out.
Mm-hmm.
And like, really?
3 weeks ago, we had bait.
Yeah, that's right. 3 weeks ago, we had bait. You and I were fishing bait pods. And
that's
so
right.
when I went out the inlet today and I found bait, they saw me. My attitude changed.
It does.
Drastically.
100%.
Like
first off, I was the only boat there, you know. And I'm like, well, we get to go tarpon fishing, you know. And anyway, we had one giant fish on for a while, and I mean like a 150 plus, just an absolute beast, and she ended up throwing the hook. But anyway, we came in, they had a great time, and they're like, thanks for taking us. I said, you know what, my day was made when I threw the cast net.
Exactly.
Seriously, that's how I felt.
Yep.
You know, I'm like, you know what? Everything else is bonus from here, boys. I got a chance.
Yep.
You know?
Right.
When you're running up and down the beach, Leon, like we did, what was it, Tuesday? When I called you, because you had a plan, man. You were going to leave at 8 o'clock.
Yep.
And you're like, I'm going to let the kingfish boats get in there and catch that bait.
That's
and I'm
right.
like, Leon, they ain't catching them.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? And he goes, damn, it's going to be a long day.
Yep. God, it was almost like you reached through the phone and just shot me. I swear, when you said, They didn't find the bait. I went, oh, this is going to be a long day.
And then when you go out, then we're going to jig bait. So I'm offshore, and the last 2 days ain't been pretty. I can tell you that for the most part. Yesterday was ugly. Yesterday was ankle deep water all day.
Yeah.
Whether we were catching bait, there were waves coming over the bow, trolling into it, waves coming over the bow. I seriously stood ankle deep water all day yesterday. And that's
a 24-foot boat, too.
Yep. I mean, it was 3 to 4, about 4 seconds apart. I mean,
that wasn't the worst part. The worst part was southwest at 20.
Then you know your trolling motor just took one heck of a hit yesterday because you had to put it on and even put the boat in gear to keep you into it because the trolling motor kept shutting off.
You mean by jigging bait?
Yeah, jigging bait and hell, Leon. I jigged 12 baits and said, "Boys, we gone."
That's pretty good.
I caught one kingfish and 4 short cobias and came home.
Yep.
That was it.
You're the man. I had two toothy catfish yesterday, and I had to work to get them. I mean,
wow,
that was ugly yesterday and today. I'm not going to lie. I caught 3 8-inch catfish, snagged one of them. I caught a spot, and I thought I was the man with a 10-inch undersized trout. I mean,
you need to come south down here to us. You need to work a little souther tomorrow there, bud. Don't stay up there. Come on down to us.
No, I took the day off tomorrow. I already called it in.
Oh, okay.
I called my clients, and then I called the suicide hotline, and I said, just put me on standby. I'm going to go scouting tomorrow.
Hey, can I get an account?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, how many counters do you got? I got 5 in line. I need a talking.
Yeah. Do you have a charter captain's waiting list?
Discount if I bring 4 of my buddies.
You got 6 guys ahead of you. You're looking at the wait. Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Oh, jeez. Hey, the funny thing was today, so anyhow, Captain Rob Bennett, we're fishing the jetties. He's in front of me, and so I look at him. I said, yes, one more day. And everybody looks at me and goes, what does that mean? I said, one more day because I got the next 4 off, and I'm damn glad about it because I ain't booked.
That's right.
I'm going to sit at home. I'm going to tackle for Captain's Choice for 4 freaking days and never leave the couch.
Oh, there's the Leon. When I left for Indiana last Thursday morning, and I had Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday off.
Oh, God, I cussed him.
I hated to do it. But I had to call Scott on Friday morning and say, just tell me there ain't no bait. He goes, there ain't no bait. And I said, perfect. I'm going to play golf with a Bloody Mary.
Then he sends me this bar and all this, and I'm going, really, at 9:30 in the morning, okay?
Hey,
really?
It's vacation. Yeah. It's all.
Oh, my gosh. The tone of his voice knew he'd not to screw with me because I was not in the mood.
I had to do it then, Leon. I had to. Please tell me there's no bait. There's no bait. Ah, yeah.
I'm jigging it. What do you want? It is. Leon calls me and all this, and I'm up on the bow trying to throw at the 3 mullet that I might see in the run or something like that. Leon's calling me. Where's the bait? I said, good dang it. You call me one more stinking time. I said, I've been up and down off the front of this boat. I said, I'm going to kill you. I said, quit calling me.
Oh,
God. Kevin, one of those days I called you. Remember what I said to you? I said, what are the prettiest words I could ever say to you? And you said, you found bait.
That was one day. Sunday. And I fished on Monday. Leon and the bait was there on Monday, if y'all remember. It was down on the bottom.
Yeah.
But that bait was there on Monday, and I ran down to Matanzas, and I had such a fun day.
I went offshore, and I shouldn't have. I should have come down there.
It's such a fun day, man. I caught some really beautiful mackerel and 3 or 4 sharks, and it just – there's something magical about that place. I don't know what it is.
I think it's because the sand is so clean.
Yeah, there's – it's beautiful.
I think the
shell
and everything is just so clean. It doesn't really have an inlet that influx.
No, you're right.
A lot of dirty. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, there is a tide line there. Yep. We all know that because we fish it.
Yeah.
The sand is like so hard.
Yep.
It almost filters that water. So, I mean, you know.
Right. It's really truly coquina
bottom. Coquina bottom,
you
down
know?
There.
I mean,
right.
I mean,
it's really, really hard sand.
And when those fish bite down there, man, it's like, I don't know.
Nothing you ever seen.
Yeah, it's just, it's absolutely gorgeous.
God, and, we had a couple great days down there this year.
Yes, we've had some wonderful days down there, man. I mean,
wow, just some magical days.
Yeah, and I know that's a long way to go in your little boat, Leon, you know.
I don't give a damn. I'll do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Well, you should probably learn how to go out in Matanzas itself
in that little boat.
Boat,
yeah.
I would.
I
and
did.
Ain't nothing
I
gonna
went
hurt.
In the other day.
Oh, did you really? Did you go in it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, if it's right, and you know what I mean by right, because that is one hell of a dangerous area.
Right is high tide.
Yes. Well, right. My nephew brought the 32 CV in there this morning, this afternoon.
Wow. That's
he came in there with a 32 CV.
Well, I just don't recommend that, man.
He goes at it all the time, and but I mean,
I know, but
he's 19 years old. Yeah, you know what a 19-year-old is?
But I don't want people doing it.
No, it's too dangerous.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, you either got to know it to where you do nothing but full throttle, lift your engines up, and go over the bar, or you just ease through it. You don't. Yeah. You know, you got to either know it or don't know it.
Yeah. I don't know it, and
I don't know
it.
And that's what he told me. He said, "Oh, come on down. You go out with me." Nope.
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 Yeah, that's right. Nope.
Nope.
Yeah, yeah.
The last time I went through it, which was about a week ago, it was only a foot. Okay, and you can easily read it. Okay, I don't even want to think about it. Not in my boat. Anything over 2 foot, not a chance. No way.
Yeah, I've always said high tide, west wind.
No problem.
No problem. No problem.
Right.
You know?
It's just literally now today where, like last year, you literally had to go all the way down the north side of it.
Well, see, that's the other
problem.
And
then you went out the breakers
out of there. Here's the deal.
Now it's down the middle.
You better know the west side of the bridge.
Yeah. Oh, that's gone way out of control.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
It's down there quite a bit in
the
intercoastal.
Okay, so you make it through the inlet. And you go underneath the bridge, you better know where you're going.
Dude, you got to hug that whole dock. I mean, you're not 3 or 4 feet off them docks.
That's,
you go this way any further,
that's my point.
Ground.
You think, oh, boy, I've made it. Uh-uh.
Because we used to have, there used to be 20 boats down there. Hell, 10 will be charter captains catching reds down there in September and October.
Right.
Great place to catch reds and drum and big flounders, September and October. And, man, we all used to line up 2 and 3 abreast. You put one boat there, the other boat's going to have a hell of a time trying to pass you because he's going to run aground.
Right.
It's filled in so bad.
Yeah. Because
I was down there about 3 weeks
ago. The other day.
Yeah.
even in your boat.
Bend,
wow.
Yes.
That thing stuck out really a lot further than I thought it did. I was idling around the bend, and all of a sudden I looked down and went, wait a second. Whoa. This is getting stupid shallow here. And I had to
you should have seen, there's PVC pipes that are up there now. Did you see the PVC pipes? You bounce off of those PVC pipes. You see those?
Who puts those up?
I don't know. One of the boaters down there did. Because there's how you come in, when you were going out the inlet, you should have seen like the rock jetty that's right there at Summer Haven. You know what I'm talking about? That goes back towards your houses. Okay.
Yeah.
There's a PVC pipe that starts right there. And then you go across the river this way towards Matanzas itself, and then you cut back across, and then you start hugging all those docks going out. But he put them in there, so you zigzag it. Yeah. And it's not deep, even on high tide. It ain't 4 feet deep, 3 feet deep at max.
Yeah. That's why I'm saying.
At high water.
Yeah. The inlet's only half your problem.
Yes. Yes.
Yep, that's true.
Yep.
That's true.
Yep. So, Leon, a very slow day today. Actually, you had a pretty slow week.
Yeah, I had a slow week all the way around.
So
there's
we're
no
taking tomorrow off.
If he's contemplating diving off a building, it must have been a pretty slow week.
Yeah. That was a good sound effect right there. Man, yeah, I got a great husband and wife and daughter that wanted to go out tomorrow, and they were like, "We just can't wait to put our daughter on us for her first legal redfish." And I went, yeah, you might want to check that.
By the way, I'm getting some really nice catfish right now.
Did you tell them, well, I can't wait to do it in November either.
Yeah.
Flat out, I mean, I love Jacqueline and her daughter, and I was like, listen, let's just not even attempt this tomorrow, okay? After the way this went down today and the way I know that Corey and Chip did in the valley the day before, I'm like, you know what? I guarantee you they're going to be calling the suicide hotline. Our guard's about to kill himself, and we don't know where how to get back, you know? And I'm like, yeah, I'm just not in the mood for this.
Oh,
Leon, I know we need to take a quick break, but when I called in the show on Saturday, because obviously I was up in Indiana, I told him, I said, for the first time in my career, first time, last week, I called a tarpon charter and canceled
you
it.
You did.
I felt terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I felt horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, now, like, today, I told my guys, I said, we're going to run. And if we don't see anything, we're going to run back.
Kevin told me that. He said, I might be back at the dock in an hour and a half. I said, I got you.
Yep. But last week there hadn't been any sign. And not only that, but last week we had all onshore winds.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't expect the bait to show up at all. We had all offshore winds, which that bait should show up, Leon, every day with an offshore wind, you know. And, you know, today it worked out beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we hadn't seen bait.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Tuesday?
I mean, it was there.
3 weeks, Monday. 4 weeks now,
So, yeah, Sunday and Monday.
Sunday and Monday it was there, but
2 weeks
before that has been two and a half weeks.
Yep, so.
Hey, if you're off, come down with me tomorrow. You'll learn some stuff. I got Mark and Mary tomorrow.
You know what? I'll talk to you later.
Be at the dock at 7:30. Be at the dock at 7:30.
Listen, folks, I mean, you listen to Scott, Kevin, and I joke, Chip laugh about this. You don't know how personal we invest in every single charter. We take it personally when it doesn't happen. I mean, we put our heart and souls into this every single day, and it takes a toll on us. I mean,
100%.
We have to call each other and literally pick each other up. We're like, listen, I know. I mean, it hurts when there's no bait because, like Kevin said, it's half the battle. And like you said, we get the bait. By God, we know we got a fighting chance of winning this battle. I mean, and that's important to us. And when you got guides out of St. Augustine that are spending 2 hours in the morning working to just get a handful of bait, folks. I mean, just six baits. They're throwing their hearts out, throwing an 8 to 10 foot net so that they can catch bait so they have a chance for you. And I'm up here in the valley, and I got it easy peasy. I'm just buying shrimp. But I'm dealing with
It's not that easy, bud.
Water.
I got to ride 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I got a 20-minute ride, boat ride in the morning to get
runoff.
Yep.
I mean,
yeah.
Folks, we're beating our heads against the wall doing everything we can. And like Kevin said, there's days where we just realize it's not worth that fight.
Nope.
And we'll just reschedule it.
Yeah.
Yay for tomorrow. One more day.
Let's do it, boys.
I hope I can marry
you. By the way,
wait,
Leon, just to let everybody out there know, Cap Scott's number is 669-9940. So if you want to book a charter in the next 4 days, you're open?
I am open.
Okay.
Satisfied more than it'll take you. Not.
All right, Leon, we got to run.
See ya.
Oh, my gosh.
I got to go call a suicide hotline.
Hey, put me in, Coach.
I'll put you in the queue.
Yep.
Bye, Kevin.
See ya. 641-1010. 641-1010. Everybody's thinking, man, really?
These guys
is that bad to be a
charter
captain? No, it's not.
It isn't.
But
it isn't.
It's been a bad year.
But it's been a bad year. Yeah. Get over it.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
The Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. You can listen to Captain Kevin and myself every Thursday night from 8 to 9 here on 1010XL.
Hey, also,
yeah,
big news today.
It is. We got big news. Drum roll.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Captain Scott and I's little tackle company, Captain's Choice Tackle, went live today on the
web.
We're
official, baby.
Yep, Captain. Just go to captainstachoicetackle.com.
And order whatever you want.
Yep. If you want
to comment on it,
you want to buy some tackle, or yeah, it's like you said, comment if there's other stuff that you'd like to see us build, we can do it.
Because all hand build, folks. All we need is whatever something that you already fish with. Let me see it. Let us see it. and we can make it happen.
Absolutely.
Because I'll tell you, nothing against, before we go to Harold, we can bring Harold up because Harold probably knows about this just as much as we all do. Good evening, Harold. How are you, buddy?
What in the wild world of sports is that going on?
What's up, Harold?
We all know this, but there's a heck of a problem with all these bait shops getting tackle and stuff like that. So it's really, really been tough. And honestly, they all tell me, if it wasn't for you guys, keeping us in it, because they're having a hell of a time trying to get, stuff from overseas. All of them are out of rods and reels. They cannot pen.
Yeah.
Abby Garcia. All of them cannot create stuff fast enough.
Harold, when's the last time you went to a tackle store?
I frequent often for sure, but the supplies have been short, man. I'm a big, big fan of those Owner K hooks, man, and I tell you, it's tough for me to find them son of a guns. But let me ask you, did you not get my Top Gun impression? What in the wild world?
I absolutely got it.
We got you.
Sure.
I know we're talking tackle, but I got a joke, and it's a clean joke. It ain't gonna get me in trouble, I can tell you. But we got just a minute or what?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Okay, so this fella, he goes on his honeymoon with his wife, and he goes to this fish camp out on the river, and he's out there fishing on the dock, and these fellas come out there early in the morning, and they pass him, they're going out in the bass boats, and he's on the edge of the dock, and they come home that afternoon, they see him, and they see him like 3 or 4 days in a row. You know, he's out there all day, and finally, the fourth or fifth day, they ask him, they said, man, what you doing? You doing a good little fishing trip? And he says, no, I'm on my honeymoon. And he says, the honeymoon? Well, where's your wife? Well, she's up in the cabin up there. And he goes, well, why ain't you up there with her? You know, you ought to be like, just
doing honeymoon stuff.
Honeymoon stuff. And he goes, well, she's got the gonorrhea. And they're going, huh, what in the world? And he said, well, you should at least be snuggling with her or something. Well,
I don't know.
She's got the diarrhea. He's got the diarrhea too, and he's like, "Well, done." And then says, "Well, you at least ought to be kissing her or something." Well, no, she's got pyrrhea too.
And he says, "All right, Harold, thank you, buddy. We appreciate it." Yep.
Hi, Harold.
Yep. Let's go talk to Captain Chip Wingo this evening. What's up, Chip?
What's happening, guys?
What's going on, buddy?
All I keep hearing is wah, 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 wah.
I know. We're making fun of ourselves.
I know. I'm not talking about you guys. I'm talking about Leon. I've had to live with it for the last week.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
Did you have to talk him off the ledge a couple times or what?
No, I just tell him to jump. So I'm like, look, dude, you're putting big spinner sharks in the air trying to catch tarpon. What's the problem? I mean,
that's true.
You know, it's like Kevin says with tarpon, you know, if you get one, that's a great day.
Yep.
They're not, you know, it's you know, like bone fishing with a fly rod, you know, it's one of those things. So, but then again, today I dealt with it bull red fishing, you know, that river's so dirty from those dredges. We caught one fish today. And I was like, wow. And they were stoked. But I wasn't, you know.
Yeah.
Right. I get it.
I'm on five, six, seven of them. But it's been trying. But I know it's coming, so that's what's driving me. And, yes, I did cancel my weekend charters for Bull Red. So,
Hey, I'm by myself, too, this weekend. I'm flying on solo. You're more than welcome to come down to St. Augustine, and we can get in trouble down here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The wife's
yeah,
out of town.
Yeah,
leaving
yeah,
out of
y'all
town
could
tomorrow.
Get in trouble. Doing what?
Huh? Yeah. Huh?
You got to go have a cup of coffee at Pillages or something. Yeah.
Hey, you know what I did yesterday?
Yeah. Oh, we ran a stop sign today.
Yeah. Did that too.
I'm calling the police.
Hey.
Scotty, did you run with scissors? Did you swim after
yes. I could never go swimming after 8. I had to wait 30 minutes.
Yeah, what was up with that?
Yeah, that was the old wives' tale from me. Yeah. What was that? I know you don't lie to me because your mom and dad told you the same thing,
That's
too.
What I'm saying.
They told me the same thing. I never got it.
Did they?
Yeah. Did they?
Where does it get from? Are you going to cramp up? Your legs are going to cramp up?
Apparently you cramp. Yeah, I don't know. You're going to be swimming out in 8 feet of water, and you're going to cramp, and you're going to drown.
Cramp up and die. Yeah, because you just ate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bro.
And you know what? I gave it 10 minutes. I'm like, I'm going swimming.
I'm going swimming. Yeah.
Hey, I'd rather die with a full belly than an empty one.
Yeah. Hell, I don't eat enough bananas this time of year because bananas are bad luck, and hell, I cramp up every day.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, you know what I put in the air yesterday, Chip?
Uh-oh. What'd you put in the air?
I put that 12-foot bull shark in the air, baby. You can ask Valancourt about that.
Nice.
We fought that thing for 45 minutes and got him up next to the side of the boat and I mean, 20, 25 feet away. Came out. I told him, put a little more pressure on it. He's going to break you off. And, dude, he breached out of the water. I've never seen a bull shark breach like that.
No, I've never seen a bull shark.
You got to ask. I swear to God.
No, I know. I heard you on the radio. Yeah.
And it was the coolest thing in the world.
He was all calm, Chip, you know. Boy, we just had a bull shark breach around the boat. It was totally different than that, I can tell you.
It was?
Oh, yeah.
Well, hell, that's the only excitement for the day. What do you want from me? I caught one kingfish.
Hey, oh, man.
Hell, I've been dragging for 3.5 hours.
I get it. You know, Chip, we were talking about this earlier. It's just we're right in that transition where we're waiting on the mullet run, you know. I was telling Scott today, and you've done plenty of tarpon fishing. You've caught plenty of, and if I could set up a day in August, it would have been today.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when I turned the corner and I saw, as far as I could see, you know, I saw a pelican dive way out there, and I went, don't get your hopes up, don't get your hopes up, you know, and go down there, and I'm the only boat there. There hadn't been bait on the beach in forever. It's August 20th, okay? It's overcast. And
perfect scenario. So I was just going to ask you, what is your perfect scenario?
That's a perfect scenario. It should have been, like, crazy wide open. Crazy.
Because it was a little west-northwest first thing this morning.
Yeah, I mean, Chip, I should have put 8-10 fish in the air.
Easy.
I got two guys on the boat. Man, they're
good, right on it. You don't have to do nothing. Don't tell them nothing.
Dude, I don't even have to hand them a bait. Nope. They're young. They're going back, and they know you throw that pogie three times. If he ain't swimming, you come back and you get another bait. On it. And we just, I mean, you know, like you said, we had that one big fish on. But the fish just weren't, you know, you'd see one roll, one blow up here. But – I mean, nothing what I had expected.
No.
Nothing.
Well, I had 86.6 in the river today. That's in the river, not in a creek, in a river, okay? And the bites were just outside of the mangrove snapper bites, but like the flounders and the rat, I mean, they were all just, I mean, just took forever to materialize.
Right.
It's like, come on, really? Are you going to hit it again? You know, walk, you know, kind of the old, like, black drum bite when you just feel him, and then you go, you're waiting on him to feel that rod tip starting to load, and it's just a weird bite.
You redfish today? You bull redfish today?
Bull redfish today. And
you only had one bite?
We had a couple bites, but we only had one true redfish, and it didn't come off crab or cut bait or anything else. Actually, it ate a fish bite of all things, but
it's crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy because the conditions were perfect. Like you said, overcast sky, turn of the tide, everything was perfect, and I was all excited, fired up, and I'm like, we're going to go through all these baits and probably have five or six and, you know, have a great day, and we struggled, and I said, well, let's just wait it out. You know, we were down there like, well, let's give it another 20 minutes. I stayed out another hour, and finally it happened. And, you know, it was fun, and she had a great time, and it was a good, beautiful fish. But, yeah, my highlight of this week for me was a 9-year-old little boy named Jonah and his dad. And he caught sharks and jacks and ladyfish, and he was so excited that he gave me another kick going, all right, you know, this kid was having so much fun, and I'm just like, rebait, you know, and you know, it was fun. It was that was a highlight of my week. We caught a couple reds this week, but big ones. But you know, when you see somebody that's that old or that young having that much fun, you know, it makes you realize what we do, even though we're complaining about not having bait, not having the bite or everything else. It definitely made my week. I was like, I need at least one of those a week, you know, to keep me rolling. But
that's a great point, because I've had in the last 3 weeks, I've had quite a few trips where I've had kids on the boat, and it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we caught sharks, yeah, and they're like, oh my God, yeah, you know, I caught a shark, jacks, whatever, you know. I mean, it doesn't make any difference.
And then on the flip side, you get the adults on there that put out their wish list, and you go, like, look, calm down.
Yeah.
That wish list is probably not going to get fulfilled today.
Right.
So I just don't want, you know, no hopes need to get up here right this second. No.
Yeah, I saw Zach at the ramp one day this week, and he was pulling out. They had a 4-hour. Somebody had booked him for a 4-hour trip, and I heard him say something like, "So are we going to catch some mahi today?"
Yeah. That's the new norm. Whenever, hey, I got booked today. Well, did they ask you to catch groupers or mahis? I said, no, not this one.
And I was like, oh boy.
The best one is when you go inshore and they go, we're going to catch some red snappers today. I go, nope.
No, yeah.
There's none of those here. We mean red bass?
Yeah.
All right, Chip, we got to take a break, buddy. Great job.
You got it, guys. Have a good one.
Yeah. Calm your boy down.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk him off the cliff,
right,
please.
Take care, Leon.
Watch him.
Oh.
You're on suicide watch.
You're listening to the Moe Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast on 1010XL. Captain Scott Shake. I'm Captain Kevin Favor. We'll be right back.
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Oh, God, here comes the breeze. All I'm thinking about is what the last 3 days have been like offshore.
Huh? Oh.
That's why I played it. I was wondering about the wind.
Yeah. I gotcha. That was a wind song there. They call me the breeze. I just had a laugh. Go ahead.
All right, real quick, before we get out of here, let's go talk to Russell. What's up, Russell?
Man, this is Counselor Russell Funny Taste from the Suicide Hotline.
Nice.
Like to give Leon a little bit of credit for hogging the whole first friggin' hour of the show. Thanks a lot.
The show's only an hour total.
I'm talking about the first half hour. Don't make me get on the suicide hotline. We had some space for him, but those 8 guys on the task force trying to figure out how to get that barge out of the inlet up there in Brunswick are still on it, and they don't know what they're going to do. So we're sorry about that, but we do appreciate the 8-inch catfish stories, and I'd like to start a memorandum. Any man that wants to come on and start talking like Top Gun and then says, I have a joke, but it won't be dirty, just go ahead and cut him off right there and put me on, please.
I got you. I'm with you.
We got you.
Yep.
We got you.
We'll talk to you Saturday there, Kev.
Yep, talk to you Saturday, brother.
Yeah.
Thanks, Russell.
Yeah, ma'am.
Talk about catching 8-inch catfish.
Don't forget, check out our tackle business?
Yeah, CaptainChoiceTackle.com. Yep.
Check us out.
Yep. Live today.
Live today. We're excited.
Yeah, we are excited.
Been a long time in making. Thank you, Amy.
It is. And don't forget to join us Saturday morning for the Nimnik Outdoor Show from 7 to 10. And I'm sure Michael will be listening at 7 o'clock, don't you think?
I think he's
awake. Absolutely.
Yeah,
not.
Absolutely not.
I'll catch
that's
the
his nap time.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Absolutely not. No, I get it. You know, fishermen.
Yeah, just remember, Michael, don't ever call me or text between 2 and 4 because the phone is off.
Yeah, that's right.
Especially
yeah.
when it's raining.
Yeah, and because I always check my phone as soon as I get up. It's always this. Are you up?
Are you up?
Yeah.
And there's like, because it whenever they type it, it goes in there, but then it reiterates it again when you turn your phone back on again.
Right, yeah.
So I got like doubles. Are you awake?
Yeah. Are you awake?
Were you taking a nap?
Yep.
Hey, I promise not to text you then as long as you don't text me before 9 o'clock in the morning.
You
got it. 100%.
That's a,
unless you
want to
know where the bait's at, and we can let you know before 9.
We'll see.
Come on. We We're gonna
Damn, there's no jokes around here today.
Yeah, I know. We're gonna have to.
I was trying to leave this on a high note. I know we whined for 45 minutes.
No,
I was trying to get the last little few minutes.
We didn't whine. It's well, a wonderful world.
It is.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, like you said. Make
hopefully
sure.
The bait's there in the morning and my day will be nice.
Yeah. And the other thing, watch the storm.
Yes. Dude, whenever they call torrential rains.
Yeah, how about that forecast?
And, I mean, they missed it today. It didn't grow up. But I'm telling you right now, folks, the next 3 days and into this weekend, careful that storm that's approaching.
Yep.
Because they don't know yet. But we are going to be on the wet side of it.
Yep.
If it goes up the west side, up into the Gulf, we are going to be on the wet side. So we're going to see some rain.
Yep. Folks, thanks for joining us, and we'll be back next week.
Yes.
Y'all have a great weekend. See ya.
See ya.